Woohoo for my alma mater, by the way. Go Brown.
Yeah,
Yay,
good
Brown.
move. Good move, Brown.
Lots of sports to cover from the weekend. There was the NFL scouting combine, NBA action heating up, and Tiger Woods' total domination of all the pretenders. Here's what it sounded like when he nailed a ridiculous 70-foot putt.
Come on.
Look at that. There it is. It's almost like you can't stop the flood. You just can't stop it.
You can't stop him. Now, here to break down all the action is another guy you just can't stop, Will Leach, editor of the sports blog Deadspin. Hey, Will.
Hey, thanks for having me. You can't stop it.
Can't stop it. Tiger Woods, can't stop him. He won the Accenture Match Play Championship. Okay, first off, why is a Match Play Championship different from any other run-of-the-mill golf tournament?
Because it's actually each player, it's actually like a tournament. Like basically each player will play against another player throughout the day and the winner advances as opposed to like the compiling of scores. So what's funny is that usually that's so random. Like even the best players, you know, they will have an off day or have someone just play a little bit better than. So usually the best players in the world don't win those tournaments. It's usually just kind of a random person, some random person that happened to get hot at the right time. It's just how good Tiger Woods is right now that he's even winning those.
And he won by a lot, right?
Yeah, he's just out of control. It's really, we've always wondered if one year he would just win every single tournament, and this very well might be that year. It's pretty crazy.
For golf fans, does it reach a point where it's not interesting anymore to just watch him win all the time?
I don't think so. I think the reason is because, you know, it's in the past, it's really, really hard. It's not like a basketball team winning the NCAA tournament. Like, it's really incredibly difficult for a golfer to win any tournament, even if they're the best player that day or for that weekend. So for him to continuously win the way that he's winning, it's like you really are watching history happen each time. And you can also actually, like, gauge other players against him, like which players shrink in his shadow, which ones step up to try to challenge him. We've never ever seen. I'm not inherently a huge golf fan myself, but I can watch Tiger Woods anytime.
Not to get too far into this, but is he going to be the measuring stick for a long time? Do you think?
Yeah, he may already be the measuring stick. That's what's scary about this. You can make an argument he's still on the uptick in his career, huh. And he's already close to breaking almost every record. So I think not only will he be the measuring, he'll be the way that, like, back when Babe Ruth was hitting 60 home runs and the second place home run hitter was hitting 20.
Yeah,
that's kind of what Tiger Woods is doing right now.
You can't stop him. Moving on, this weekend was the NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis. This is where all the players coming out of college work out for the teams, and then the teams figure out who they want to draft. Now, I had no idea this existed, which shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone who listens to the show on a regular basis. But explain what this event is like.
I'll be honest. I think the draft combine is incredibly weird. Because basically, what it is, there's never a time more in sports that we try to convince ourselves in sports that it's about heart and about devotion, about hard work and dedication. And basically, the combine reminds you that it's really just all about meat. And that's really like they
about
they,
meat.
Yeah, I mean, about that idea that, like, it's really all about the draft combine. They don't care about heart. They don't care. They care about how fast you can run, how much you can bench press. And it's basically a bunch of, like middle-aged men with whistles and clipboards watching, like, 20-year-old kids in their underwear running and lifting and jumping and things.
You should have. Will, you just missed me doing my pantomime to explain what I meat meant to Rachel. Meat's like, it's like meat, like steak. I'm like, no, like beefcake. Like, guys, meat.
That was hilarious.
I'm coming back around. Yeah, it's really actually all about pork chops. I promise to mention that right now. But sorry, I probably should have tossed it out there without giving an explanation beforehand. Yes, but as I say, it's really about meat. It's about muscle. It's about talent. It's about skill. And but it has nothing to do. Like, it really is against what we think of. I'm always surprised that people love the combine so much. Because to me, it's like finding out how the sausage is made. Like, I just want to assume the guy gets on the field and is just amazing and blessed with all his incredible abilities. But now you have to realize, oh, well, I essentially just sat for the last 10 minutes and watched a huge man bench press. And that was my television entertainment for the weekend. I don't know. I find it very strange.
I have to say, that it kind of sounds romantic to me, like getting back to basics, you know? tell me how fast, show me how fast you can run. Show me how much you can lift. That makes sense to me.
I understand that, but like it's in its actual visual form. Maybe it's better in HD. I don't know, but certainly in actual visual form, you really are watching a man bench press. And the combine's become such a big deal now that actually on the NFL video games, you can actually make a player and teach him to bench press more and teach him to run faster. And I was like, wow, it's really come down to the point that you could even train virtually, which I guess is a logical extension of all this.
That's a whole other conversation. Okay, before we let you go, Will, let's talk a little bit of basketball. There were a bunch of big trades in the NBA over the last couple of weeks, and now presumably there's been a chance to now see these players on their new teams. What's the word?
Well, certainly the Lakers look. It's like just a couple of years ago, everyone was talking about how Kobe Bryant ran off Shaquille O'Neal and how he'll never win another title because the Lakers will never have a good team to surround him. And now the Lakers look better set than any other team over the next 2 or 3 years because they got Paul Gasol. And it's funny because what that trade did was it forced everyone else to make trades. And frankly, two teams to make pretty dumb trades. The Suns traded for Shaquille O'Neal, who, of course, everybody loves Shaquille O'Neal, but he doesn't really fit with that team. That team does not look good at all right now. And the Dallas Mavericks did the same thing, trade for Jason Kidd. And basically, the Lakers made such a good trade for Paul Gasol that it scared everyone else in that conference into making very dumb trades that are dumb for them not only in the short term, but definitely for the long term. So,
but don't you have to give these teams?
It's very possible this year we may have one of the old time great 80s series of Lakers versus Celtics in the finals, like the old Larry Bird against Magic Johnson.
Oh my gosh, you're totally speaking my language.
That would be pretty cool.
That's the last time I watched basketball was back when I was just a youngin, and I watched that rivalry for many, many years. Kevin McHale, I love that Kevin McHale.
Exactly. Well, now we could have Lakers versus Celtics again. Now, that for the nostalgics in this, that'd be a very neat theory.
Hey, Will Leach, thank you as always, editor of the sports blog Deadspin, breaking it down Sports Weekend. Thanks, Will.
Always about meat.
Always meat.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks.